This is Damon with biohacker.com, and I just wanted to touch real quick on bulletproof coffee. It's super popular. I've been into it for a few years. A couple years ago when Dave Asprey brought it mainstream, it made sense. Healthy fats, healthy coconut, healthy grass-fed butter, getting vitamin K2, things like that. And I drink it pretty much every day. It tastes pretty good. It tastes like a latte. A lot of people would kind of wince when I showed them what I was doing or told them about it. They'd be like, why would you drink butter in your coffee? And I'd explain it to them. But, I drink it every day, and it got to where you kind of craved it because it was just a routine. Sort of like if you drink Dr. Pepper every single day, you'll start craving those. But now I'm a little older, a little wiser, and this is my personal opinion. I do not think, you should be adding that much fat into one sitting. I used to go round and round with some keto people because when I was trying to figure out how to do ketogenesis, just playing with the diet, they always told me, don't purposely add fat. Get your fat from natural sources. Don't be afraid of fat in your foods and things like that, but don't purposely start bombing your food with fat. So I applied that to the bulletproof coffee and started trying some variations. I don't think you need the grass-fed butter. I'm all about the MCT oil, or you can just get $6 bottle of coconut oil from Walmart if you want to, and put a tablespoon of that in there to get the good fats that way. And I am on board with like organic coffee. I don't think you should buy cheap coffee from Walmart or whatever. Just get some kind of organic Guatemalan, whatever you like, or just rotate. Leave the coconut oil, drop the butter. I personally started adding pure D-ribose sugar into mine, about a teaspoon a day. It's about 5 grams every single day. It's part of a heart health stack that I do. I also take CoQ10, magnesium, L-carnitine, krill oil, things like that. Hawthorn berry, it's all for heart because my heart rate's always been up, so I do everything I can to keep it down. So ribose, which is extremely healthy, it's a sugar. It's a little expensive, just depending on where you go. I get it in bulk. I have a friend who's a biochemist, and he sends it to me in, 1 pound bulk bags, and it lasts forever for me. I may put that hookup out there for the public, but not quite yet. So anyway, you put in 1 teaspoon of ribose, and if you want to know what ribose will do for you, just Google it. It's very, very healthy. It has to do with ATP production. 5 grams of creatine. Creatine is not just for muscles, it's for, it actually supports brain health as well and cognitive function. So a teaspoon of that, 5 grams. Some Ceylon cinnamon, not the cheapy cinnamon, but if you can get a hold of Ceylon, which is definitely more expensive. You can use regular if you want, but definitely try to get the Ceylon. And stevia. No Splenda, no aspartame, no sugar, no agave nectar, nothing like that. Just go straight for stevia. That's probably your best choice, or nothing if you like it that way. And that is my hack for a rendition of bulletproof coffee. I'm totally against throwing extra fats in there. I don't think you need it. Even if you're following a ketogenic diet, you don't need to pile on the fats like that. Just get it from your grass-fed beef and fish and things like that. And that right there alone is really, really good. It still tastes good. It's still craveable, and it gives you lots and lots of nutrition. You can put other things in there. Lots of people put maca powder, pure cocoa powder. I think you can do all kinds of variations, but the base would be coconut oil, ribose, and creatine. Organic coffee and stevia. And have that every single morning. It's a great pre-workout as well.